With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tonight, Republicans will hear from their vice presidential candidate. South Carolina alternate GOP delegate Karen Wiles says she's excited about J.D. Vance.
I don't know a whole lot about him, but the things I've seen when he's been interviewed on TV, I've liked him. He's strong. I like his background. So I think he'll be a good VP.
Vance, the headliner tonight in Milwaukee. Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee has issued a subpoena to Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, compelling her to appear before the committee on Monday for what is scheduled to be the first congressional hearing into the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. President Biden campaigning in Nevada, aiming to cut through voter disenchantment as parts of its 2020 coalition show signs of fraying.
In remarks to the annual NAACP convention, Biden mocked Trump for saying that migrants are stealing, quote, black jobs, unquote.
Folks, I know what a black job is. It's a vice president of the United States.
Today, Biden meets with members of Unidos U.S., a Latino civil rights organization, and delivers a keynote address at their conference in Las Vegas. Even before his debate stage flop, a recent AP NORC poll found Hispanic Americans have a less positive view of Biden now than they did when he took office. The president is highlighting progress on employment, health insurance, and federal loan programs that have helped Latino business owners. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of influential Democrats calling for Biden to quit the race is growing. The latest, Representative Adam Schiff of California. Schiff says he believes it's time for President Biden to pass the torch and withdraw from the election. The Dow had 210 points, but the Nasdaq losing 484. This is SRN News. North Carolina churches planning a major outreach.
More than 1,000 congregations are set to fan out across the state the first week of August and complete a variety of volunteer missions, including back-to-school distributions, wheelchair ramp builds, free yard sales, and food pantry projects. It's all being coordinated by ServeNC, and spokesman Todd Unzinger says, quote, "We want our communities to know that we love them, we're here for them, and we're ready to serve them as Jesus would." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An abortion question remains on the South Dakota ballot in November. A judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by a pro-life group to have it removed. South Dakota is one of at least a half dozen states that will ask its residents whether they wish to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. So far, voters have supported the side favored by abortion advocates in each of the seven ballot measures that were decided since Roe was overturned. This is SRN News. Cyanide found in the blood of all six people who died in a luxury hotel suite in Bangkok.
The dead were three women and three men who were all Vietnamese. Thai police now suspect that one of those who died had also poisoned the others. Officers told a news conference that cyanide was discovered in their blood and in teacups from which the victims had drunk. Investigators said that food that had been delivered to the room was untouched. The motive isn't clear, but police said that two of the six had loaned a substantial amount of money to another of the deceased for investment purposes.
BBC correspondent Nick Marsh. France's conservative leader Marine Le Pen says the country is in a quagmire after chaotic legislative elections produced a fragmented parliament. France has been on the brink of government paralysis since elections for the National Assembly earlier this month. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.